I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel has unleashed its most widespread wave of airstrikes against Hezbollah. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
Lebanon's health ministry on Monday said the Israeli attacks killed hundreds of people, including women, children, and medical workers. Tensions hit new highs as the two sides traded cross-border fire over the weekend. Israeli warplanes carried out the most intense bombardment across Lebanon's south in almost a year of conflict, alongside the war in Gaza, with Hezbollah firing rockets deep into northern Israel. The cross-border conflict sharply escalated early last week after thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah members exploded in what was an unprecedented security breach. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility. On Friday, an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb killed dozens of people, including children, as well as a senior Hezbollah leader and a commander, the armed group said.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Iran's president accused Israel of seeking a wider war in the Middle East and laying quote-unquote traps to lead his country into a wider conflict. Masoud Pezeshkian told about two dozen media representatives on Monday Iran doesn't want to see the current war in Gaza and airstrikes across the Israeli-Lebanon border expanded. He said while Israel insists it doesn't want a wider war, it is taking actions that show otherwise. Pezeshkian pointed to the deadly explosions of pagers, walkie-talkies, and other electronic devices in Lebanon last week, which he blamed on Israel, and the assassination of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on the eve of his inauguration. This is VOA News. France's new cabinet got to work on Monday under the new government of Conservative Prime Minister Michel Barnier with promises of a tougher migration policy, even as the opposition threatens a no-confidence vote. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
French politics have been in limbo since inconclusive snap legislative elections in late June and early July. That saw a leftist coalition win the most votes and the far-right National Rally emerging as the single largest party. Only now, after the Paris Olympics, has a new center-right government been named, which doesn't include either of these two blocs. Barnier's new government is already feeling pressure. Thousands demonstrated in Paris even before his cabinet was named. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
The man accused of hiding out with a gun near Donald Trump's Florida golf course in an apparent bid to kill the former president wrote a letter months earlier describing a quote-unquote assassination attempt and offering a bounty on Trump's life, U.S. prosecutors said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Ryan Ruth appeared in court on Monday and is charged with two gun crimes after he allegedly pointed a rifle through the bushes while Trump was playing golf at his course in West Palm Beach. Prosecutors said the letter, which was addressed to the world, was dropped off several months before the incident and offered a bounty on Trump's life. It said, quote, "This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you." Adding, quote, "I will offer $150,000 to whomever can complete the job." The letter was found in a box handed over by an unidentified civilian witness that also included ammunition, a metal pipe, and four phones. The latest incident comes about 2 months after another gunman wounded Trump on the ear during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Violent crime in the U.S. dropped again in 2023, according to FBI statistics that showed a continued trend downward after a coronavirus pandemic-era crime spike. The report released on Monday shows overall violent crime ticked down an estimated 3% in 2023 from the year before. Murders and non-negligent manslaughter dropped nearly 12%. Violent crime has become a talking point on the campaign trail, with former President Donald Trump falsely claiming during the recent presidential debate that crime is, quote, through the roof under President Joe Biden's administration. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.